The Squamish RCMP has released more information about the bank robbery and officer crash that occurred in late April. In an RCMP news release on 23 April, police reported that early that day, Mounties received a report of a motion alarm going off at the Squamish Savings Bank on Pemberton Avenue. The police officer who went to investigate found a broken window and saw a man carrying items leaving the bank through the window, according to police. The officer called for immediate backup. While driving a police cruiser, with lights and sirens on, to the scene to assist, a second officer crashed into a median, police said. Due to heavy rainfall and puddling in the streets, while making the turn on Cleveland Avenue, the cruiser hydroplaned and collided with the center median, causing significant damage to the vehicle, the release stated. The officer was able to leave the crash, get to Squamish Savings and help the first officer arrest the suspect. The second officer then went to the hospital to be assessed and was later released. On 8 May, the RCMP issued a new press release stating that the investigation into the robbery continues. The suspect arrested now has a future court date, police said. Upon charge approval, police will be able to provide further information, including the man's name and the charges he will face, reads the May 8 release. The RCMP said that the member who sustained minor injuries from the collision has since returned to work. Our investigators have worked hard to put the pieces of this crime together and have made substantial progress, said Const. Eden Johnner, of the Sea to Sky RCMP Squamish, in the release. Johnner told the Squamish chief that more information would be released soon.